You are now listening to the Shu'em Soul Experience.
Welcome to the Shu'em Soul Experience. My name is Stefan. I'm the host of the show. And today I would like to share a few thoughts I had about homeopathic medicine and shamanism. Now, yesterday morning I woke up and next to my bed there's a small table and I saw this bottle of homeopathic medicine. And I was just thinking about the whole process in which they make homeopathic medicine. As far as I understand it, okay, I'm not a homeopathic doctor or anything, but as far as I understand it, what they do, they take a certain substance, for instance, arnica or whatever, a plant or whatever. They put it in the water and they start shaking it. And they shake it a certain time, for instance, 1,000 times. And they do that in order to shake, so to speak, the essence of the plant or the spirit of the plant or the quality of the plant, however you want to call it. They shake it loose from the material form and they shake this, you could say this spirit is in the water and not in the plant anymore. The more you shake it, the more of the spirit comes in there and the less of this quality is in the actual substance and the more of the spirit is in the water. That reminded me a little bit of shamanism. Because when people come for a healing, what I do, I take the rattle and I shake them loose of their patterns. All the patterns you're involved with, because when you come for a healing, you only come when you're stuck within your programs, which is mind and soul, which is thought and feelings. You have this repeatance of feelings, you have this repeatance of thought, and you're caught up in all these identifications. Yeah. So what I do with this rattle, I shake that loose. And I think, in a way, it's also what homeopathic medicine does. Because they shake the spirit loose, and they can do that in different grades, and they call that different potencies. And the higher the potency, the deeper it, does something to you on a deeper level. So the more it's shaken loose, the more spirit there is, the less matter, the deeper it changes something within you. And in a way I look at human perception, you know, I think it's easiest to imagine that as a pyramid. And a pyramid with four layers. The bottom layer is body. The layer on top of that is mind. The layer on top of that is soul. And the top is spirit. And if you look in how perception works, I think you could roughly say that matter has most structure. Just look around you. Matter is very, very structured. It keeps its shape. It's very structured. You can touch it. It's very material. Yeah. The layer on top of body is mind. Mind, or thought, or thinking, still has a lot of structure. Just watch. You look in. You think in a structured way. But it's not that solid or structured as matter, is it? No. Because it's finer than matter. It has influence over matter. The finer something is, the more influence it has. Yeah. So what you can see is mind rules matter. Just the mere fact that you can hear me right now, hear me through a machine, a device. And a device is nothing but the thought of a radio, for instance, materialized. Yeah. So the thought about broadcasting, receiving, la 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 la, they put that into matter. So you could say, mind rules matter. Yeah. So you could say that's the bottom part, then you have the second layer, which is mind, and mind rules matter. The higher you get into the pyramid, the more deeper and stronger the influence is. The layer on top of mind is soul perception, what we call soul perception. It's what you could say the field of feelings. And the first part, just on top of mind, is what we call emotion, human emotion. You know what I mean with emotion. But feeling is much, much bigger than just emotion. For instance, what I say often, if you drive a car, you will notice that you don't do that from mind. No, you anticipate on the traffic in the field of feelings. You just sort of feel and anticipate on it, and it flows, and you do it by yourself. If you remember your first driving lesson, you know how well that went? No, it went terrible. Why? Because you had to think about everything. And once the action is, you could say, embedded in soul, it flows by itself. And also if you look in your own experience of feeling, you know you have superficial feelings. And you also know that there are these very defining feelings. And the deeper the feeling, the higher in the pyramid, so to speak, the finer it is, the more untouchable it is, because you could say, you know, it's a sort of going from matter to gas. And you could say, like, you know, matter is matter, and then mind is a little bit jelly, but soul perception is water, is water-like. You know, one feeling flows into the other. It's not so defined, it's not so structured. One thing flows into the other. And on top of that, you got spirit, and you could say that's gas quality. You cannot touch there anything anymore. So the higher you come in the pyramid, the finer the energy becomes, the stronger the influence becomes. And the top of this field of feelings, so the third layer in the pyramid, just the top, which is, you could say, the last step before spirit, you could say is the last field, let's call it field, which is tangible for people, which you can experience directly. You could say if you are a psychic, it's the last field you can, it's the last pictures you can see. Beyond that, there are no more pictures. There's nothing more to see. There's just spirit. And spirit is directional energy. It's things like trust. It's things like conviction. That's the word, yeah. And you cannot touch that. So you cannot influence that in a direct way. Well, in my experience, if you take very high potencies of homeopathic medicine, you can get very deep or very high up this pyramid. So you can influence a very deep layer within yourself. The field that we call in shamanism the causal field is causal because you could say there is the cause of a problem in that field. And you experience the results of that cause in your daily life. In your daily life, in daily life is in, from shamanic point of view, what we call the middle world. It's the daily world plus all the fine perception of this layer. Yeah. That's only the field of results. There you experience the effects of a pain which is in a much deeper level. And this deeper level is unconscious. You cannot touch that yourself by your own will. So you need an agent to do that, either a shaman or homeopathic medicine or maybe even other things. But I don't know. I don't know about another method. And I think that's what they do. And that's the very big similarity between shamanism and homeopathic medicine, because they shake the spirit loose. And the more they shake it, the looser the spirit is, the looser, or the more spirit quality there is, the less material, the deeper it touches within you, the deeper it changes something within you. And that's the same with if you do this energetic influence that I do. You touch people in a very deep level. Of course, you can say you also have this using your imagination for healing, for instance, or that sort of thing. But that still has a lot of form, which means it's still very, it's not touching this causal level. And as long as the cause is in this very deep level, you can restructure everything under it, but that will come back because the cause is still there. And as I said, yeah, as far as I know, homeopathic medicine and shamanism are the only two ways to consciously change something within this causal field. And as I said, it's very interesting to see that the way they loosen spirit from matter is by shaking. When a client comes in, I take the big rattle or the shaker, and I shake them loose from the patterns they're caught up in. Because, in my opinion, that's the only thing that's wrong with somebody with psychological problems, so to speak, is you identified with certain feelings and thoughts, and now you're stuck with it. And what I do, I shake you loose from that. And then, when you're not identified with this, that's I don't know exactly how to know, but with this trip you're in, yeah, and then you're just you again. And I think that's the same mechanism you see back in this homeopathic medicine. It's only a different approach. That's a lot of similarity between it. Also, of course, there's very much difference between it. First of all, and I think that's a very important difference, is that in general, a homeopathic doctor is not doesn't have special perception. I've been to homeopathic doctors very much, very good, very professional people, very nice. But the way they sort out what's wrong with you is by asking you questions, which means, I say it in a rough way, is they do it through mind. They don't have the special attention to look into that field in which is the cause, which is the causal field, and you need a different way of perception for that. And I think that's a big difference between homeopathy and shamanism, because a shaman sees what's wrong with you, and the doctor has to guess through putting you all sort of questions and looking at patterns in your behavior and to your skin and your sleeping patterns and all sort of things they involve in it. And I think they do that in a very, very clever way. But still, it's within daily perception. And however you want to call it, the cause of your problem is never in daily perception. In daily perception, you only have to deal with results of something deeper. So the big advantage of shamanism, of course, is that you, as a shaman, you have this perception of the cause. And of course, both methods can be used not only to influence this causal layer of problems, so to speak, but you also can influence all the fields which are not so deep. You see that, for instance, back in homeopathic medicine, that it's the potency, it's the how many times they have shaken it. If you take the D potency, which is the lowest potency, maybe they've shaken it 1,000 times. If you take the C potency, maybe they shook it 10,000 times. And the D potency, for instance, I think is mainly, in my experience anyway, is mainly focused on physical. And I can imagine that C potencies are much more towards mind and soul. And then you have the LM potencies and the M potencies. And I think it's higher and higher, so it has been shaken more and more and more. So more spirit is loose and it reaches deeper. So you can take a lower potency if depending on your complaint. In my form of healing, in what I focus on in my work is only or mainly these causal problems, is psychological problems, so to speak, fear, anxiety, about you know what I mean. I think in homeopathic medicine, it's very often that you also have many physical related complaints, and depending on. Is this the result of, you bumping your head to the wall, which is very physical? Or is that you have headache all the time because you try to control your emotions with your head, which, of course, has as you can feel, maybe the cause of the problem lies on a deeper level than so you need a potency. And stems this whole pattern from very early childhood and, that sort of thing. You need a much deeper potency. But you can And a good homeopathic doctor can do that. He can sense or feel or know, I don't know exactly how they do it, it will depend on the doctor, on which level he has to interfere. So you can fine-tune it. And depending on, maybe I should say the intensity, no, it's not the intensity, on the level in which it is anchored, the cause, you give a certain medicine. And I think in shamanism you can do the same. You can really treat problems on the physical level and on the mental level and on various levels within soul or within the field of feelings. But my personal experience in healing is that, well, you know, if you change things, I talk here about the Western world, in which I have mainly my experience. You can see just about all our problems stem from this causal field. That's the deepest cause of all these other patterns, of all these other attitudes and things we developed on top of that. It's like a one cause problem, set of a chain reaction which is causing 20 problems, and 20 problems start creating 400 problems. And you can treat all these problems separately, depending on what you go for the doctor to the doctor for. And what I try to do, I just try to solve the deepest cause. And in my experience, or maybe it has to do with how I, well, it has to do with me, what I find in my own experience, and which has been over 10,000 times, I reckon. Now, it's in general, when you come to me, there is this causal problem. And when you solve that, all these other problems dissolve. And it's the same with homeopathic medicine. You can take homeopathic medicine, and as they say, it has to swing out. And the higher the potency, the longer it has to swing out, or said it different. It takes some time for, or if you change it on a deep level, it takes some time for the change to manifest in your daily life. Very often I give this example of this Tower of Pisa, or Pisa, this Italian tower, which is, you know, not standing straight, but leaning a few degrees to one side. And you could say, if you go to a doctor or to a healer, you know, your life is out of balance. It's not in the middle. It's leaning towards something which is not balanced. And what you try to do as a therapist or a doctor, you look at this tower, which consists of stones and bricks and cement and all sort of patterns and windows and whatever. And you could say these are all your thoughts and feeling patterns and behavioral patterns. And he tries to change that by working his way down. What a shaman does, a shaman goes to the grounding, the fundament, and the only thing he does is just put the fundament right. And it's the same what you do with very high potency homeopathic medicine. You just put the fundament right. But all these stones and all these windows, doors, cement, all these patterns of life which were, you know, not balanced, they have to adjust to the new fundament. And it will come. When the fundament stands straight, the whole building will straighten out, definitely. It only takes some time. And that's what they say also in homeopathic medicine, and I say the same when you come for healing, you know. In general, you often just, you always feel relief afterwards. But for healing to really to manifest, I in general say, you'll wait for 6 weeks. 6 weeks, maybe even sometimes up to 3 months. And when you then look at the general patterns in life, you see remarkable change. Very often, people found another job. Their personal circumstances change. They feel different. They think different. In general, the health is better. Because these are all aspects of the pyramid. You see, this is the material thing often changes. So your circumstances and your thinking changes, your emotions change. And these are all these patterns in this tower, and they will adjust to the new fundament. And I think as I said before, I find the same thing in homeopathic medicine. And if they really find the right medicine, because that's the question, they have to adjust, they have to give you the exactly good thing. And I think that's, as I said before, that's also the weak point in it, because they have to deduct it from mind. They cannot see the cause, they have to deduct the cause. So, but when they really can fine-tune the medicine, I think you can expect deep change. So with that sense, I think there are a lot of similarities between shamanism and homeopathic medicine. And, well, it just crossed my mind yesterday morning, having a coffee in my bed. I always like to have a cup of coffee in my bed when I wake up. And then I look over a beautiful lake, tra-la-la. And then I saw this bottle, and I got all these thoughts. I thought, yeah, I think that's quite a nice subject. So, here it was. All right. And then, of course, we have our healing ritual, which I will perform within a minute. And please sit down or lay down in a comfortable way. I advise you to put on some headphones so you won't get disturbed by sounds from your environment. I advise you strongly not to do anything else, because then, well, you sort of miss the point. Because this ritual is focused on shaking you loose from all the things you're involved with and pulling your attention to the wide, open, peaceful space that you actually are. But we tend to, you know, forget about that. And this ritual is structured in such a way that it will lead your attention automatically towards this state. And you don't have to do anything special for it. You don't have to experience anything special for it. Just relax, close your eyes, and let the ritual take you there. And don't expect anything. Just lay down, sit down, whatever. And open up. And just about everybody will feel much more balanced, harmonious, much more spacious, lighter at the end of the ritual. And that's exactly what it's meant for. All right. I hope you have a very good week. And I hope you enjoy the ritual. Okay. Have a good time.
Please visit our website at shuemsoulexperience.com. Shuem, S-H-U-E-M. Please visit our website at shuemsoulexperience.com. Shuem, S-H-U-E-M.